This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, I wanted to talk about an apparent suicide attempt by Zay Jones, 22-year-old, I think he's a wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. So apparently, you know, he was, I guess, in a penthouse or whatever, and, you know, he was in the nude, and I think he was about to jump or what have you off the balcony, and I guess his brother connected with him and was able to get him off the ledge. And of course, TMZ got video of all this, and, you know, this young man, he's only 22, has to deal with that. You know, it's right after his rookie year. I looked up, he had a four-year contract, $6.77 million contract with a $3.87 million guarantee. The rest of that was bonus. He was able to have 316 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns his first year, which is great. His father is also a football player, so he's kind of like second generation. But, wow, I mean, that's just a huge cry for help. And I know we talk a lot about, you know, mentality and how we deal with stresses and stuff. But we also have to realize that I think something is going on with our boys and our young men and our men, for example. I know that a lot of my friends who I grew up with always talked about how it was so different for young boys, and particularly young black boys, to grow up and to sort of survive in certain environments, because for the most part, maybe they were considered anomalies, or they always felt like awkward, and maybe they felt like, you know, we never know. Of course, we don't have all the information on the issue, but what was going on with this young man's life? You know, I don't know how much stress. Obviously, he was a lot of stress. I don't know if it was drug-induced. We don't know. But my issue also is, why was it on video, and why was it released, and why does TMZ get it? Why have we gotten to a point now where, you know, when people are at their lowest, we are voyeurs? And I don't know when that started, but I feel like we continue to do that. If anything, I want to just pray for him and make sure that people like him. I know, unfortunately, he's not the only one. One of my friends was reporting on this on one of his blogs, that teenage suicide has gone up 70%. Guys, there's something going on with our young ones, and we have to be very mindful of what's going on. This guy, this young man, 22, he's literally 1 year younger than one of my nephews. And, you know, you've watched them grow up. You know, you remember when they were, you know, born, and you remember when they, you know, were going through their growing pains, and they were able to achieve their, whatever they were able to achieve in their lives, and they're at that next phase where they're able to, you know, get up and go out and spread their wings. But all of a sudden they're battling whatever they're battling, and there are many times where they feel as if there's no hope. And I remember, you know, dealing with my friend Christopher about how, you know, he felt like no one was there to help him at his lowest time. And yes, he did turn to drugs, you know, and I was trying to help him and be there for him. But, you know, I had already, you know, gone through an addiction issue with an ex, and I just couldn't deal with watching someone hurt themselves and sort of throw away their lives. And, you know, you never know, like, if anything, especially, maybe it's something about being an attractive man. I don't know. Maybe it's awkward, and they feel like all eyes are on them, and they have to perform or outperform and, you know, be the sort of, you know, that guy and always be on. But a lot of these celebrities, a lot of these, you know, athletes and definitely musicians, a lot of them are super duper shy, and they have, and they suffer from anxiety. And I don't know if a lot of people are concerned about the psychotropic drugs that people are being prescribed, and, you know, people are just pushing, you know, drugs to alleviate a lot of this pain. And a lot of it is pain. It's mental pain that people suffer from. And the only, you know, solution that psychiatrists have are just more drugs. You know, the handbook of pharmaceuticals has grown exponentially to include all these crazy drugs, and people are just, especially the veterans that are coming back from war, a lot of them refuse to take the drugs because they know how bad they are. They have watched their friends, kill themselves because of withdrawal, because of complications from medications. You know, maybe the children that we're seeing wig out have had these drugs in their system, and maybe they've had complications from them. I just believe that this time right now in our history, in our time right now, we have to be watchful. Something's going on, whether it's spiritual, we all know it's the drugs, we all know it's the legal ones too. The ones that these pharmaceutical companies are pushing as if they are a cure for something, when in fact that they are literally allowing people to, you know, get so chemically imbalanced that in order to, you know, get away from it all, they, you know, off themselves. That actually happened to one of my classmates from college. You know, he was suffering because, you know, one of our friends, his best friend, died on September 11th, and he really never got over it. Though he was a highly successful, I think he was like a trader or some sort of amazingness, awesomeness, that he made like amazing amounts of money in New York. But he was always, you know, taking these pills that these doctors would say would help him. But in all honesty, it hurt him in the long run, because he didn't like the way that they made him feel. And so he tried to, again, a lot of the self-medication, a lot of these, you know, people don't trust their doctors anymore, so they try to fix them themselves. One thing led to another, and he shot himself. You know, this is something going on throughout our community, our societies, and our families, and we have to figure out a way to heal. We have to be able to find a way to deal with our issues in a better manner. More people will die.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
I got a question for you. Has President Trump had a decent week ever since he's taken office? Heck, since he's won the election. Has he actually had a good, solid week where it's like, good on you, President Trump. You did a good job this week. No thumbs up, especially not from the establishment, definitely not from the media. But I tell you what, why can't they just let the man do his job? I'm Liz Matori, filling in for Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. But yeah, even this week, for example, he congratulated, you know, Putin for winning. Okay, fine, he, like, quasi-sort of won. I don't think there was competition, but that's another story. It's not our problem. So he gets flack for saying congratulations to Putin. Then he gets flack for saying that he is willing to actually meet with said Putin. And then they're talking about unifying Korea. And then they're like, just basically just saying, oh, that possibly can't possibly happen. I'm like, gosh darn it, people. Why can't you just let the man do his job? I mean, it's his job to, you know, protect and defend, you know. He's supposed to be the commander-in-chief. He's actually our lead diplomat. You know, a lot of people don't like his crassness. We all know that. But if people are willing to negotiate and people are willing to move the pendulum forward and create, heaven forbid, world frickin' peace, and we might actually get closer to it with every day that people become open-minded and wanting to make a difference and make change and make positive, effective change, it's almost as if they don't want the country to succeed. They sure don't want the president to succeed, but sickly enough, maybe they don't want world peace. World peace you can't make money off of. World peace you can't, you know, rig elections around. World peace you can't increase the price of, you know, resources and price gouge and collude and all that. You know, if we actually became successful and actually, again, like, buried the hatchet and, you know, figured out what we need to do to move forward and create a prosperous society across the globe, that would be bankruptcy for all the establishment. And they don't want that. They want everything and they want us to have nothing. Well, let's talk about it. You know, they talk about this whole, like, you know, 1% thing. All of those people are in that 1%. And oh, by the way, we as Americans are in the 3% of the world. So, like, when we see our president doing things that have possibility and that have, like, a good ending, why all of a sudden you're not allowed to be successful as a president? Why can't we be successful as a country? You know, this whole concept of, like, what they say, American exceptionalism, is an actual thing. I actually heard, you know, I think it was Susan Rice talking to American University the other week, and it was on C-SPAN, and, you know, one of the, you know, college students stood up and said some erudite sort of over-the-top, over-the-mind statement, trying to look all cool and stuff in front of Susan Rice, and her answer to it was like, you know, we have slipped as a society and as a country because of certain leadership, basically talking so much smack and trash about the current administration. Remember when former administrations would not actually talk bad about the next administration? Remember when presidents actually would, like, you know, retire and, like, paint at their ranch? Instead, we're watching the Obama administration, again, recalibrate and become, like I said before, community organizers. Maybe they were never actually capitalists. They weren't really about the republic. They have always been socialists. They always have been communists. And maybe they wanted that last 8 years of Hillary Clinton to really change over our system. We had a record amount of people on welfare during Obama's years. You know, our economy was stagnant. And a lot of these children who we're seeing galvanize and get all angry grew up in when Obama was president. And yes, under the image of, you know, having the imagery and the fantasy and the fascination about having, you know, a black president. I mean, I personally love the fact that the girls were able to grow up in the White House, having another opportunity for children to grow. But short of that, we are seeing, again, the seeds that were planted. It's kind of sick because they were like, okay, if we don't have the political might, we literally can grow the anxiety and animosity and degradation through the children. And so they are like, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. And then if that doesn't work, then this is what we're going to do. And if that doesn't work and this doesn't do, and kid you not, the more success our president has, the more success our country have, the more success that we have as citizens, they're going to ratchet up. Because they don't want us to know that our principles actually work. They don't like pragmatic solutions. All these people have been in office for so long, career politicians, they think that they are the only ones who can say and do and think. We are just here as, you know, pieces of meat for all intents and purposes. And so when we have a president, we have a leader that who's willing to, again, make an effective change and actually, like, he wants to answer the questions. They have been so used to living in a world where it's just question after question after question and dodge after dodge. But he actually wants to actually find solutions to these problems, these year-long, decades-long, generation-long problems, whether it's in the inner city or in the Kremlin. And so why don't they want him to, why don't they want us to? It's because they profit off of the destruction. They profit off of the anxiety and the destruction and the degradation. They literally don't want us to succeed because it's not a part of their business model. Folks, all of this has to do with their bottom line. We are expendables to them, people. I hope you understand that. And our country is one of those expendables. And we here in the United States, thank goodness we have that right to exercise our right to vote in order to stop all the things that they wish that could have happened. But yeah, I mean, why not meet with someone if you want to kind of see him eye to eye? I thought, didn't Obama meet him? And Obama was all chummy with them. And I mean, what about this crazy double standard that they have for presidents prior to President Trump? Thank goodness it wasn't Hillary Clinton. That's all I got to say to that one.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited. A name you can trust.
Ever wonder why people like Mitch McConnell or John McCain or Lindsey Graham have such an issue with our president? You ever thought about it? I mean, there are a couple of things if you think about what certain people think they have and what they think he doesn't have. Just seriously, what do you think? Well, honestly, for me, I'm thinking, you know, with friends like these, who needs enemies, right? These guys are supposed to be in the same party as our president, but they are the first ones to criticize and to sometimes ridicule the leader of their own personal party. Mind you, yes, he's technically more of an independent than a Republican, but okay, we'll claim him right now because he is our leader and he is the duly elected president. By the way, I'm Liz Matore. I'm filling in for Kevin today. This is the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. But yeah, man, I was looking. I was, like, talking to one of my friends about it, and I'm like, golly, man, it seems like every opportunity, these guys want to bash it, you know? And we were talking, and he's like, you know what, Liz? Like, it's because those guys are jealous of him. And I'm like, totally, right? These guys, look, both Lindsey Graham and John McCain tried to be what he is. They both tried to run to be president, and they LOST'd. They lost big league, right? But this guy, this brood, crass, you know, nouveau riche, by the way, they think he is new money. Which I think is hilarious because obviously they've had it for some time, but in their world, he's not generational, so they consider him, you know, subpar in the first place. That's how elitists think, actually, which is super, super sad. But I started to think about it, and I'm like, wow, you know, it's because these guys think they run the place, and I guess they have. So I started looking at their time that they've been in office. Mitch McConnell has been a frickin' senator for Kentucky since 1985. So since I was 5 years old, Mitch McConnell has been a senator. Okay? John McCain has been a senator since 1987 for Arizona. That was 31 years ago when I was 7. His father was in... Navy Admiral, and so were his grandfather. So we're talking about years and years and generations of brass, right? So South Carolinian Lindsey Graham has been a senator since 2003, but he's been in Congress since 1995. And I was, okay, so who is it? You know, it's not like we're trying to have him to have like a rubber stamp or anything. But I really do think it's that piece that they think that they're the ones that should be controlling the matter, not him. So how many other of these guys, and don't forget, these are all guys, long-standing guys. Remember what I said at the beginning, where all these Democrats are trying to unseat young Republican representatives? Going back to it, for years, for 30 to 40 years, these people have never, ever actually taken out incumbents just because of their gender. Talk about it. Okay, so Senator Thad Cochran, Republican from, I want to say Missouri or Mississippi. I forgot what I wrote on my handwriting. He's been there for 45 years, both House and Senate. Don Young apparently is considered the dean of the House because he's the oldest, from Alaska, Republican, 45 years. Patrick Leahy, from Democrat from Vermont, dude's been there for 43 years. Chuck Grassley, both the House and Senate, 43 years, Republican from Iowa. Ed Markey, Senator, both House and Senate, Democrat from Massachusetts, between 41 to 42 years. Orrin Hatch, Senator from Utah, dude's been there for 41 years. Richard Shelby was a Democrat, turned to be a Republican, Alabama House and Senate, 39 years. Whew. Patrick Leahy, I already mentioned him. Bernie Sanders, Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell has been there since 85, as I had mentioned. Jim Sensenbrenner, Republican from Wisconsin, 39 years. Next one, Pat Roberts and Ron Wyden have been there for 37 years. Our guy here, Steny Hoyer, has been here for 36 years, 304 days as a congressman from Maryland. Your boy Chuck Schumer and Hal Rogers and Chris Smith have been there for 35. So yeah, guys, this is what I'm talking about this whole time. I think it is ridiculous, the fact that these people have been there for so long. Though they are the establishment, folks. You can't get more establishment than 45 years being in that same place, pretty much. You just cross the street. Dude, Thad Cochran has been there for 45 years. I mean, if this is not a better case for term limits, I mean, how do you get diversity, real diversity of thought, opinion, viewpoints? Yes, gender, race, and ethnicity, all of those things. Leadership, you know, like, why would we ever think that we would get anything done that's different? Because all these people who've been there for so long, this is how things are done. And you have this outsider, most extreme outsider in President Trump, who's like, you guys need to do this. We need to get things done. You know, I don't care how you do it. You figure it out. You tell me what's the best solution and we'll, you know, evaluate it again to find solutions. Can you imagine being in a job for more than 30 years and had all these things breaking around you and you have no solutions for them? I mean, the longer you stay, you know, the longer you stay in office, you have more susceptibility for corruption. Incumbents, I've seen it firsthand. Special interests keep incumbents in because they know how they vote. They don't want challengers. They don't want real challengers. Even the Republican Party doesn't want challengers. Here in Montgomery County, our voters voted 70% in 2016 voted for term limits here in Maryland, actually in Montgomery County for the county council. And even I remember seeing one of the incumbents at one of these women training programs, and I was talking about the importance of, you know, challenging incumbents and the need for term limits and the benefits of term limits, and she was like, oh, I'm glad, you must be glad that I'm losing my job. It's like, lady, this is not supposed to be your career. The reason why we have 2-year terms for House members and 6-year terms for senators is because it wasn't supposed to be a career thing. It was supposed to be citizens voting people into office, figure out what you can do, and move on. But if the president is term limited, then we should also term limit Congress and Senate. At the very least, max 8-10. You know, I've got with 7, so okay, with 6 years for a Senate term, okay, so 12 years. Two terms you get to serve as a senator. You do what you need to do, you figure out things, you try to answer the things that you can answer, and then you move on. So you can be able to rotate, as my friend was talking about, you know, you can rotate new ideas, you can allow for the bench to always sort of churn. I mean, we've seen it here in Maryland where, God bless her, Barbara Mikulski stayed in her seat forever, and so everybody underneath her was technically stuck in their positions. And then her retirement is really what set a lot of these seats in motion. You know, you had, you know, two congressmen ran for, well, a congressman and a congresswoman ran for the Senate seat. So that vacated their seats, and then other people ran for those seats. So those other people's seats were vacated. And now that we have term limits, they're like a record, like 36 people running. I mean, you got to be kidding me. This is time for term limits. Our republic is not going to survive any longer when you have that dynamic where you have people who are there for a half a century, literally half a century, folks. How is that helpful to anyone? And the only reason why you can notice now is because we have an outlier as a president. And so all of this stuff is coming to the surface that has literally been underneath the swamp. When you have stagnant water, that's where you get the moss. That's where you get the moss.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, I don't know if you've heard of the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He is the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, and he was here for a visit to the United States. He's super cute, but I guess he's already married. Anyway. I'm Liz Matori. I'm filling in for Kevin today. This is the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. Yeah, so he was visiting the United States. He was visiting the White House and the State Department and what have you. I actually first saw him on Maria Bartiromo was interviewing him, actually for a long week program in Saudi Arabia on Fox Business. And he was actually talking about Neom, which is this new city that they're literally constructing from nowhere. And there are a couple several American inventors and investors that are helping. I mean, there are people from all around the world creating this new city called Neom in Saudi Arabia, and it's super high tech. Everything's all about like robotics and renewable energy. And I remember Maria was talking about like, wow, renewable energy, and you're in the middle of this like, you know, oil rich environment. Why would you do that? And the crown prince was like, you know, I mean, I guess when you have like all that money, you can be like that chill. But he was just so like nonchalant about it. Like, you know, this is what we do here in Saudi Arabia. This is what we're able to achieve. And his big push is to make a case for moderate Islam. And I know that Islam is very controversial. I've actually met people who think it's not a religion. I believe it's a religion. Some people think that it's not one of the Abrahamic religions. I grew up being taught that. My father said that, you know, that was the whole story about how, you know, Abraham had, you know, two sons. One was the son of Hagar, which was Ishmael, and then the other one, Isaac, was the son of Sarah. And so Isaac was the head of the Jewish tradition, and Ishmael was the son of the Muslim faith. And so that's kind of like the sad irony about the Middle East, is that you have literal cousins fighting cousins. But I digress. So this crown prince, he goes by, or he probably doesn't go by, but people refer to him as MBS, which is Mohammed bin Salman. Anyway, he acquired his crown princeliness on June in 2017, and his big thing is, again, modernizing Saudi Arabia, and he actually took the removal of the ban off of women driving. And so that's a super kind of interesting thing too. I was hearing this story on Bloomberg a couple months ago about how like luxury SUVs have now uptick and had like, you know, there's this rise in sales of trucks because women are now able to drive their own cars, and they want it all souped out, and they want every beautiful, wonderful, luxurious thing in their trucks. And so I was like, oh, that must be nice, right? So, you know, there is a question as to whether, you know, you can moderate Islam. And I know, actually, I've lost quite a few friends over the years, the last few years, about being a Republican and being a Trump supporter because of this specific issue, that when we talk about, you know, radical Islam, and they think that our want to combat the radicalization is against the religion. And then there's some people who believe that, you know, Sharia law is so draconian that it cannot be in the same space as other laws, like particularly our constitution. And so it'll be interesting to see what the crown prince is able to do, because as you know, Saudi Arabia basically still to this day fuels and literally fuels, literally and metaphorically, all the different activities in that region. All the money that flows through Saudi Arabia really can find its way through all the different components of the Middle East. What does a place like Israel do? Now, again, I would argue wanting to see the progress of Saudi Arabia and for them to be sort of moral, religious, somewhat spiritual, maybe definitely geopolitical leaders in that region would be a really good development in geopolitical relations. But are there people who have great doubt? Of course people have doubt in that. Do they not want that to be successful? Because maybe they, again, as I said before, they profit off of the destruction and the wars and the destabilization of society, especially in that area. The guy's got a lot of, I mean, he's got a lot going for him because I told you he was cute. He's probably married. I said that already. I don't know if I could, like, you know, live in that world. I think it'd be a little too hot, personally. But, you know, I just think it'll be interesting to see. I wonder, I know, I mean, there's so many things going on. Like, there's, it's like you almost can't tell what's right and wrong and what's out of place or okay because everything has gone out of control for so long and unchecked, if you will. Unfortunately, I know this segment is about the Crown Prince, but, you know, I met a now one of my friends had survived an honor killing up in Baltimore. And, you know, her parents were refugees. Her dad died on the way over. So it was her mom and her brothers. And then, of course, the brothers, because they are the men, the family, kind of ran everything. And, you know, I think she had stayed to study with one of her friends who was also Muslim, who was a male, and they got angry because they thought that she dishonored the family and pretty much had, like, I guess, a contract out. I don't know how honor killings work. I really think that they're horrendous. But, you know, it's a practice in that region that is a normal, quote-unquote, practice that we have found on our shores now. And when you bring it up out of a point of concern, because no one should be killed at all, let alone just because they spent two more seconds outside, it's just really backwards. But when you bring it up, you know, you're saying, oh, you're, you know, against Islam. I was like, well, let's see why you would be okay with that. And again, if that culture and those traditions are not modern, they're literally barbaric, how are we supposed to accept that as, you know, freedom-loving, liberty-loving, life-loving people? You know, I know we talk a lot with our veterans who have served over there, and, you know, the people who really know how bad it is, like, they realize, like, there's a reason why we should have more vetting. I actually asked this lady who I had met, that's not my friend, what should we do? What do you recommend us do with immigration and refugees and stuff? And she said, point blank, she's like, don't let any of the men over. Don't let any of the men who say that they're refugees come over, because they bring their bad habits, these are her words, bad traditions with them. And we as women, though here in the United States we have equality, in that culture, they are the ones who control and maim and degrade us. And they are the ones who want it, the women want to get away from it. So as I said, I wish this guy, the Crown Prince, much luck, because we need it. We need strong leadership. We need modern leadership. And I guess just like in our world, you know, I guess you have enough money that people start listening to you and pay attention. So, yeah, it'd be great to have more of a modernized, moderate Islam with, for all the billions of people who are Muslim. Because, you know, I don't want to see any more people being killed because they look or a certain way, or maybe they're homosexual, and of course they kill those people too, don't they? We've got to be really watchful about what sort of cultures and traditions that we are willing to accept.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.